Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 326.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 326. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. If you couldn't tell, I'm a little sick, but I'm getting much better, much better. It's one of the reasons that I haven't been able to do the podcast, actually, in the past couple of weeks. It's because I got COVID. I was sick before, and then I got COVID, and then I'm sick again. But I'm on the mend. I'm getting better, but excuse my congestion. If you want to pass up over this podcast, I completely agree. I completely wouldn't blame you. You know, what I'm going to be doing here is this podcast is more of a reflection on the year and what's to come for Jazz Piano School. And it's just as much for you as is for me. In the new year, when the year changes over, I like to kind of just sit and reflect back upon everything. And you know, podcasting is a funny thing because it helps to speak and it helps to get your thoughts out. And, you know, it's kind of like talking to yourself. I mean, no one's in my office right now. I'm just here by myself and, you know, I have a mic in front of me and that's really the only difference, honestly. I don't watch people watching the podcast. So like, I never know when you listen. So it's really funny. It's like a funny experience. If I know there's probably some podcasters out there, but it's removed, you know, and that's why podcasts, when you have guests on your podcast or you do like more of a talk show thing, which I really haven't done that much. You know, that's kind of, you're able to connect with others. And it's something I've been thinking about doing more often than not, or trying to include those elements a little bit more. But anyway, here we are. So 2023 was a decently big year in a lot of different ways. The beginning of the year, or kind of in the middle, was a little bit slower than usual, but some of the significant things that happened were I started a brand new 9-month live teaching program. Now, when I say live, I mean I walk students through a 9-month curriculum of master classes and custom lesson plans that I deliver to them weekly for 9 months. And that is currently still going on. It ends in the end of May. But I started this live 9-month mastermind program so that I could work more with students in a longer capacity than the accelerator program. If you haven't heard about my accelerator program, that's a 3-month program, right? So obviously 9 months is a big difference than 3 months. It gives me more time. It allows the students to get more practice in. And it's just, you know, everything about it holds, you know, it's just a longer journey for the jazz piano experience. And it's been going extremely, extremely well. Excuse me. But I launched that at the same time I launched another accelerator program. And that was just like, whoo, I'll tell you about work, okay? Because that was nonstop work for 3 months. I was essentially writing all custom lesson plans for over 20 students and teaching multiple classes, and it, you know, it was a lot. So I've since changed the structure of my live programs. The mastermind is still running, so that's full. If you want to get more information about the live programs, you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/live. That will give you just general information. Like I said, the mastermind's closed. You can get on the waiting list for the next one. If I do, in fact, do another one, I'm not even sure if I'm going to do one, but you can get on the waiting list in case I do one. But the accelerator program is now being not run, but the custom lesson teaching plans are being done by my Jazz Piano School educators, which I think is a good way to structure it. I'm still doing a lot of the teaching, the group teaching for the master classes, but they're doing the custom lesson plans. I'm able to, you know, help pay them and help support their musical lives. And then obviously the students get to work with other amazing instructors besides myself. Everyone hears from me already enough. So I'm just like, yeah, totally. Get some other education, please. But learning from other instructors is always a great thing, just because you get difference of opinion on philosophies, and it really allows you to kind of settle where you fit the best, right? If you just try out one instructor, you really never know who fits with you the best. So I may not be the best fit with you. That's totally cool. That's why there's lots of different instructors, lots of different authors out there. Imagine if we had to read the same author for the rest of our life. Oh my goodness, that would be horrendous. Even if they were good, it would be horrendous. Like, the joy of books and reading is we get to read different authors, you know, and it's the same with education. So it's a great thing. The other significant event that happened was a brand new version of Jazz Piano School was released on Black Friday with a whole new community inside of the membership platform, which for me was really, really significant to the students and the members, I think it was as well, although probably not as much, but it is such a huge makeover than what Jazz Piano School has ever been. Previously, the live members, I shouldn't say live, the members community was on a Facebook group, and a lot of people don't do Facebook. It doesn't connect with any of the courses inside of Jazz Piano School. There's no, it's just a disconnect, right? If you want to log into the community, then you got to log into Facebook, and if you want the courses, then you got to log into Jazz Piano School. But now, the community is inside a Jazz Piano School. So like, you have everything all in one place, which is so awesome. I love it to death. And the new platform that we've rolled out is allowing for so many cool new upgrades. Like, we're working on, I know this is such a small thing, but to me it just like lights me up. But working on creating favorites, like if you can favorite your lesson right now. And, you know, a lot of sites have these features, but you know, without just like tens of, if you're not just like leaking money everywhere, I mean, these, you know, just creating one feature is not, it's not cheap, right? And creating a whole website that is functioning and has courses and quizzes and badges and certificates and a community, you know, that's not cheap either. That's why it's taken me over a year to build this thing and create it and make it flexible to a point where we can upgrade it and make it better and have opportunity for so many cool things to come. But lots of cool new features that we are working on. And I'm just super excited to really upgrade the user experience inside of Jazz Piano School. I'm going to be creating and overhauling the site completely now. I've already started with all the different courses with upgraded technology. I have plans to release my new philosophies on teaching regarding the three most important goals that I've been really teaching and emphasizing. The how to play in a band or accompany someone, solo piano, and improv. In that order, from easiest to most difficult, improv being the most difficult, accompanying in a band, comping in a band, playing in a band, or playing for someone, playing with other musicians being the easiest. So all that education I'm going to be working on and delivering that inside the members area and just outside in general. I have plans to do certifications for teachers and get more of the curriculum into schools, because I work with a lot of schools, institutions, high schools and colleges. I do a lot of teaching for them. I do a lot of playing for them. I accompany a lot of groups, and I'm just very much in the higher ed scene and doing that. So a lot of teachers are desperate, especially high school teachers. High school teachers are desperately in need of jazz piano education for their student, for the pianists and the bands and the jazz bands, to quickly learn how to comp or how to navigate a chart, right? Because the high school teacher, it's not like a specialized college course. Like, they are in charge of the entire group, the entire class, and they don't have time to just give one-on-one help to each individual, every student, right? So really trying to do that. And, You know, besides that, I mean, Jazz Piano School kind of is what it is at this point, which I'm really happy about. We're going to be releasing some new courses, which are going to be fun, but I don't see us doing many big releases. I really am concerned and focused on upgrading what is already there to make it as amazing as possible. And I do want to connect with other educators more, have Sterling, have Trent do more education so that y'all can connect with them. Obviously, all my stuff has been recorded, and I'm going to continue to record it and do podcasts. And if you're not a member of Jazz Piano School, you certainly can become a member by going to jazzpianoschool.com/monthly-membership. You can check that out. But, you know, there's enough free content for everyone who isn't even interested in becoming a member. So, you know, it's completely up to you. And if you are a member and you want to take that next step, or even if you're not a member, you want to take a next step and join one of the live programs, you can do that as well. And obviously we have one-off courses. If you want to buy any courses individually, you can do that, but it is what it is. I mean, it's grown to an amazing point in 2024, and I really want to move I want to take what is there and really hone in on the absorption of education, because I think, in my opinion, that's really what's missing. How do you learn? How do you learn quickly? And how do you learn efficiently? I guess quickly and efficiently are the same thing. That was redundant, but you get the picture. How do you do that? And I've been researching membership websites, and by researching meaning I join them and I look around and I see what's going on, and I put myself in the shoes of a student. I try and do this because I love learning too. So like when I'm trying to learn a skill or something like that, I join membership websites. And it's really difficult because the hardest thing for a student or a learning path is the learning path, I should say. I don't know what I need in this moment. Like, I feel lost and I want to find what the next puzzle piece is. But so many times membership websites are like Netflix, right? And Netflix is an entertainment service, whereas education is like trying to get you to a certain goal. Like when I watch Netflix, I don't have a goal. Right? We will watch Netflix because we want to be entertained and we want to kind of veg out. So there's no goal. Like your goal isn't to like watch all the drama crime shows on Netflix and then try to watch all the, you know, comedies on Netflix. Like you're not trying to like check tasks off, you know, so you can like, you know, accomplish some sort of goal. But with that being said, that's exactly what membership websites are like. So many websites are a random smorgasbord of education, meaning like when you get into the membership website, it's structured like Netflix, where it's like there's all these courses, but there's no goal. It's like, what do you can learn? You can watch a crime drama, okay, cool, or you can watch a comedy, but like, after you've watched them, guess what happens? Like when you binge watch a series, or if you watch a series and then you're lost again, right? You kind of feel lost. You're like, okay, well, that was fun. What do I do next? You know? And that's what education is. And especially in jazz, it's like you take a course on voicings, let's say, or you take a course by some famous guy who teaches you one thing. Let's say they teach you like bebop improv, right? How does that fit into your level, first of all, the level that you're at right now? How does that really fit in? Are you the correct level for that course? Did you learn all the necessary steps? What is the next step? What is your goal? Do you know your goal? So, as in my experience, as a student moving into membership websites and opening up membership websites, sure, the information's great. The information, the education is very valuable, but we need someone telling us what to do. The student needs a professional telling them what to do in the moment that they're at. Does that make sense? So like you need, and I need, someone saying, okay, you don't need that course right now. That course you want, I know it's a cool thing that you're interested in learning. But if you really want to go far and make a big amount of progress, if you want to make a big jump in your jazz piano education, that course, that's not going to do anything for you, because the place that you're at right now, you're missing XYZ and you need this right now. And membership websites just don't do that. They allow us, they put us in charge. We're in charge of picking, for the most part, I would say. We're in charge of picking the education that we choose. So we'll go in and we'll look around and we'll see, you know, pictures and cool albums like, oh, learn the Wynton Kelly solo on, you know, whatever, the Red Garland on whatever. You know, I'm trying to think of some good examples. I can't think of any, unfortunately. But, you know, you're in charge of just picking what you're interested in. So it's like, oh, cool. I like Red Garland. I want to sound like Red Garland. I'm going to go get into this bebop course. Or like, I really want to learn some cool voicings because I like playing voicings and they sound good in ballads. So I'm going to learn voicings. Like, but you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're choosing. You don't know what is right for you in the moment. You don't really have any goal, any path, any destination, and you're in charge of your own journey. And why would you be the one in charge of your own education when you are the student? That doesn't make any sense to me. Does it make sense to you? Like, I don't want, if I'm training for something, or if I'm learning, or if I'm consulting, like if I'm seeking out advice from a professional that's going to help me, let's say, redecorate my kitchen or renovate my kitchen. If I go to someone and I'm like, hey, I want to renovate my kitchen. What should I do? What's the first thing I should do? And then they come back at me and they're like, well, what's the first thing you want to do? It's essentially like that. It's like turning the focus back onto me and putting me back in charge. I need someone to be like, oh, you want to renovate your kitchen? Here's what you got to do. Step one, boom, 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 boom. Awesome. I don't have to think about it. I don't know what I have to. I don't have to, you know, like think about whether I'm doing the right thing or not. Nor should I have to, because I don't know. I'm not the professional. And a lot of membership websites, that's what they do. And so long story short, I hate that phrase. I don't know why I just used it. Really hate it. But excuse me. That is my focus. Ooh, that was loud in your guys' ear. I'm so sorry. I see the spike in the audio waves and it just popped. My bad. My apologies. But that's my focus, is I want to make jazz piano school so kind of intelligent, right? The flow of education, where when you get in, it's almost like an AI, right? But not to that extent, where it's like, you're going to go through, you know, an in-depth assessment of A, what your skill sets are, what your goals are, and that's going to really spit out and deliver the perfect education for where you're at right now, and you can focus on that in order to get better, and if your goals ever change, you'd simply kind of re-input your goals, and it spits out another calculation. Right, you really need that. Membership websites and all educational frameworks need that in order to be successful. Because again, otherwise, you know, students are like dogs or children, right? Excuse me. So you're probably like, did you just call me a dog, Brendan? No, no. Okay. I didn't mean it like that, right? But if you don't give them structure, anyone out there listening with kids, right? I don't have kids, but I've had dogs and animals. And if you don't give dogs especially structure and tell them what they should be doing or shouldn't be doing, then they're going to do whatever they want. You know, it's like the saying. I don't know if there is a saying. There is probably a saying. If the leash is long, they're going to go wherever they want, right? And it's the same with a student. If the student doesn't have structure and they're not being told what to do, right? And they're not being directed and guided, obviously in a kind and supportive way, to be like, this is what you need right now. This is the path you need to follow. Then the student or the child is going to be left to their own imagination. And they're going to go everywhere, right? And essentially, they're going to go nowhere, right? Going everywhere is the same as going nowhere, because you need to be really focused in on your path, in on your goal, in the exact elements that you need to make progress. So that's what I really want to focus on. That's been my reflection over this past probably about 4 weeks, you know, over break and over as the New Year's changed. And I've been really thinking about this and really wanting to help students make more progress fast and absorb education and help them understand. I want to teach you about the learning process of jazz piano, because it's really not that hard. Learning jazz is not hard. Practicing and holding yourself accountable to practice and do the work, that's the hard part. I'll say that again. The theory of jazz and learning jazz, I can teach you so easily. But when I say go practice this, 99% of the time, that's where the disconnect happens. That's where the failure happens. The student needs to hold themselves accountable to do the work and practice diligently every single day and learn that material so well that they can implement it without hesitation, without guessing, right? Without just trying to guess and find where the shells are to a C minor 7 chord. You know, that has to be practiced so well that it happens automatically. And most of the time, 99% of the time, that doesn't happen. The student doesn't hold themselves accountable. They get distracted. They look for the shiny pearl. They stop believing that's what they need. So they move on to something else. They just don't spend enough time with that one thing, right? And then they're on to the next thing. And then they're on to the next thing. And then they're on to the next thing. And no progress ever really gets made, right? So it's been a big realization for me. And, you know, this is 10 years I've been doing jazz piano school. I'm not going to stop. But earlier on in my career with the business, I was about pumping education out to the masses. And that's really shifted, because I can't just keep dishing out information. Like, the information you need is there. I really don't need to give you more information. Everywhere, really. Like, I do the podcast because I want to help. But in actuality, I say the same things over and over and over again. Let's be honest. You know, if you wanted to learn jazz piano, like, go listen back through the 300 plus podcasts I've released. Because everything you need is there. Whether you take it to heart or not, that's really what it's about. Because I've said, you know, the nuggets, the 80-20 rule, the indicators, the key indicators that are going to move the needle for you in your progress are in the podcast. You don't even have to pay for anything, right? But if you do join the membership, you know, all that information is there as well, but in more detail, right? You just get more help, more support. But again, none of that means anything if you don't use it and put it into action. So, like, you have to practice the information and be accountable to follow what I say. And that's the hardest part. That really is. That really is. So that's my goal for 2024. I'm getting married. I'm turning 40. Thinking about a lot of different things and thinking about my own ambitions in life, what I want to do. And I mentioned this before, but again, I really want to help other individuals in life, creating a lifestyle and a business. I don't like using that word, but like an opportunity for themselves to really live what they're passionate about. Because I've created this and I'm so grateful for everything that's happened to me, everything in jazz piano school. I absolutely love what I do. I am my own boss. I'll never work for someone else again. And it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. And I didn't have anyone teaching me. I didn't have anyone helping me. And it was like you learning jazz piano. Like, if you don't have anyone helping you or teaching you, you are responsible for yourself. And that's exactly what I did. I immersed myself in all that business education possible. I tried so many things, and I really want to help artists in particular, because artists get extremely undervalued in the world. At the same time, art in humanity tends to have or hold the most amount of weight, or it has the most effect during the most, tumultuous times, right, in the world. Art brings people together in different ways, right? Music, poetry, speech, visual art, graphic art, movies, everything, right? Any sort of art form, dance, it brings people together, writing, right? In the best of times and the worst of times. Yet, when people reach out to artists and say, hey, do you want to play here for free? You know, we're not paying you. Why not? Right? It's like, if you're going to have a cook come to cook food, you need to pay them for the food they're going to make. It's the same thing as an artist. I leaned off the mic that time. I learned the first time. Anyway, I think my voice is going here. But those are my ambitions, you know, as I round the decade of my life and the 10-year mark of Jazz Piano School. I want to help people realize that an artist, especially, that you can really live into your passion, especially in this day and age with all the opportunities that are out there, you know, for everybody to use the technology that we have. Even if you're not tech savvy, you can completely 180 your life and do absolutely whatever you want to do. You know, it doesn't have to be the go to school. Well, I do believe in school, but like, it doesn't have to be the get a job, work in an office 9 to 5 for the rest of your life and try and climb the corporate ladder. It definitely doesn't have to be that anymore. That's not even really, you know, I don't know how many people even try to do that still. I guess a lot of the world, honestly, because doing this is still kind of unknown. Like starting your own business like I did, or being an online digital CEO, business owner, it's still pretty unknown. It's still pretty scary to people. I'm still honestly pretty surprised at how many people are unknowledgeable about just online business or creating income that pays the bills around something like this. You know, because it, in theory, it's simple. Anyway, I'm kind of going into my other ambitions of business and lifestyle design, but anyway. So I think this has been good. This has been healthy for me. Again, it's like talking to a therapist or something like that. I can't see you, but I know you're listening. I appreciate you listening. So thank you for letting me kind of just vent on here and just kind of talk freely about everything. I truly appreciate that. We'll get back to your standard listening enjoyment next week. We will have a great podcast coming from Sterling Koza, one of the Jazz Piano School educators, who actually just went to Japan with Benny Banak. And that was really cool. I'm going to send some emails out about that. Benny Banak has worked with Emmett Cohen a bunch and, is doing his own thing now too, a lot with his vocals, a fantastic vocalist and trumpet player, doing a lot of big band music and kind of like, a young crooner, you could say, which is great. I saw him at Smoke in New York City. It was fantastic. And so Sterling, living in New York and having graduated just from Manhattan School of Music, went on tour with Benny Banak, which was super awesome for him. I'm super excited for Sterling and his career and where it's going to take him. I'm very lucky and appreciative to have Sterling on the staff of Jazz Piano School, which is awesome. And you get to learn from Sterling, who is playing with Benny Banak and going to Japan, which is awesome for you as well. So he's going to be doing a podcast next week. I'm going to have Trent Bryden do some more podcasts, and I'll probably be looking for another educator actually here at some point, which will be fun as well. So I think that is it, y'all. I hope you have a fantastic day, and we will be back with another regular lesson that you can watch on YouTube. Don't forget to go to Jazz Piano School, youtube.com/Jazz Piano School. If you want to watch all the lessons, you can go there. You can certainly go to jazzpianoschool.com, watch all the video lessons there, the audio recordings. Definitely hit subscribe to stay in touch with all the releases through your Apple podcast app, right? And YouTube as well. And go check out jazzpianoschool.com for all the free resources we have, and obviously the membership and live programs if you're looking to take that next step. That's it. Hope you guys have a great day. I'll talk to you later.